Welcome to Missionize with the Missions Guys, a podcast of the Arkansas Baptist State Convention, offering biblical and practical insight and strategies designed to equip and encourage missions leaders to carry on mission work. The goal is to fulfill the Great Commission from a church's local community to the ends of the earth. That is why we missionize. Now here are your hosts, the Missions Guys, Sam Roberts and Clint Ritchie.
Welcome to Missionize. I am Clint here with our co-host, Dr. Sam, and we are recording live from the Arkansas Baptist State Convention here at Gyre Springs First Baptist Church. And our focus today, our episode, is we want to turn our hearts toward Thanksgiving. I know Thanksgiving is next week, but I want us to, we want us to take some time today and just really express our thankfulness. You know, think of the old hymn, Dr. Sam, count your many blessings.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised at what the Lord has done. And I think we can get so caught up in the hustle and bustle, especially this time of year with holidays upon us, that we can forget the many things for which we have to be thankful. And I think of the 10 lepers in Luke 17 that came to Jesus begging for healing, and he healed all 10. And only one came back. Mm. And, you know, we celebrate that one, but often wonder, where are the other nine?
Yeah.
You know, maybe they had other things to do. They ready to get on to the next place, go places they hadn't been able to go to in a long time. And so I think it's good for us to just be like that one and just come back and be thankful. And I know you and I could spend this episode just sharing the things of which we are thankful for.
Yes, sir.
You know, we look at, obviously, the spiritual blessings we have, beginning with our salvation, the call, the ministry the Lord's placed upon us, His grace, His mercy that's new every day. We have families for which to be thankful. If our wives listen to this episode, we could just express our thankfulness to Jennifer and to Martha, kids and churches we served, go on and on.
Grandkids.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah. It'd be my kids. You would focus on grandkids. So, you know, folks have been listening to us for almost a year now, so I think it's good for them to hear from other Arkansas Baptists, things for which they have to be thankful. So we're just going to have guests that are going to join us here that are at the convention, and we're just going to let them share just a couple of minutes, things that they're thankful for. So we want to hear from Arkansas Baptist leaders and pastors, and hope that this is a blessing to those that are listening as well.
Sounds like a great plan, Clint. Let's get started. Hey, joining us right now is Dewey Hickey, one of my great friends here at the Arkansas Baptist State Convention and recently retired pastor. If you do not know Dewey, I encourage you to give him a call. He's got a wealth of knowledge, wisdom to share with you. Brother Dewey, at this season in your life, just newly retired, what do you find yourself giving thanks to God for?
Right now, I'm thanking God you didn't put my telephone number in that, gave me a call. What I'm thanking God for right now is after 25, 26 years of pastoring, 26 years of denominational life, I never dreamed that God would put me in a situation where I would be in a revitalization thing with a church. And the little church at Westwood, you probably are familiar with it, but when I went there 15 years ago, we had 13 people, and all of us were old. I was 69 years old when I went there, and we had four people under 60, and all four of them were above 50. And I'm thankful, first of all, that they were all really godly people. And we didn't have a child in the church for 3 months. And I never dreamed that God would allow me to be involved in something like this in the latter years of my life. But our church now is somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 to 115 on Sunday morning. And when we dismiss the babies through kindergarten for the children's church, there's a thundering herd of about 15 or 16 of them that leave every Sunday morning.
Amen.
So I'm thankful for a church that is alive and has allowed me to be there, even as old as I am. Many, many of them are young couples, and I'm just extremely thankful that I had the opportunity to be involved in this.
Well, we are definitely thankful for your leadership, Dewey. Thank you much, and for your friendship.
It's been fun, man. It sure
awesome.
Has. Thank you.
Doug Faulkner, pastor of First Baptist Church in Fayetteville, is here to share with us. Doug, what are you thankful for?
Thank you, Clint. You know, one of the things I'm really grateful for is when my parents retired nearly 20 years ago, that my mom and dad moved to Northwest Arkansas. And it's such a privilege to be able to be with your with your parents. My dad passed away just over 9 years ago. Now mom, another 11 years after that, or 9 years after that. And so being with my mom these past 19 years and able to care for her and the honor and just the thankfulness to have my mom close to us.
Wow, that's amazing. Doug, thank you for your leadership, many years at First Baptist, and just your faithfulness to the gospel.
Thank you.
Hey, next we have one of my dear friends, a pastor that I've known for quite a few years, and I respect. He and I have, he has pastored in my hometown in Mark Tree, and he and I recently this year went on a mission trip together. Love this man. This is Pastor Dale Noe. Dale, love you and your family, my friend, and just want to ask you, what are you thankful for this season?
Sam, I am definitely thankful for you and Clint and several others, but right now I'm most thankful for the first time in several years I'm cancer-free.
Amen.
Amen.
And so God has been more than gracious. I shouldn't be here, you know, according to what medical knowledge says, but God is greater. I'm thankful for my wife, my children, the church that I pastor, and I'm just thankful for what God is doing in and through this state, and particularly through our younger people, Gen Z and Gen Alpha. We're seeing a great revival across this nation.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah. Hey, thank you, brother, and we are so grateful. You look good. You look good, brother.
Thank you.
Healthy, and we have joined you in your prayers in this this journey, and glad that you are at that particular point right now. And we give God praise in all things. Thank you, Dale.
Joining us now is Dave Huey, pastor here at Geyer Springs First Baptist Church. Dave, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your leadership. What are you thankful for today?
Clint, I guess I would say I'm thankful that God has allowed me to serve here for 32 years now. Wow. I tell our younger guys all the time, hey, guys, your tendency is going to be to skip here and there every 3, 4, 5 years. Man, if you stay, you're not the hired gun. You're part of the family. And I'm just grateful for the family I have here at Geyer Springs, that we're family.
Wow.
And it's
Amen.
Awesome to be able to have that.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much, Dave. Hey, join us now is my good friend Jay Jacobs. Jay is on staff at Central Baptist Church in Jonesboro, Arkansas. It's good to have you stop by, Jay.
Thank you very much.
We've been friends a good long time and have connections down in southeast Arkansas, in Stuttgart and DeWitt.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, during this season of your life and during this time of Thanksgiving, what do you find yourself saying to God, thank you?
Well, that's a great question. I would definitely start out with my family. God has blessed me so much with a great wife, 34 years now, and three adult children that I just love
and
so proud of.
I'm going to interrupt him just to say his wife is sitting right behind him. So it's very interesting. He came out with that one very, at the very beginning. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you, brother.
But. That's right. Had to start with that. But my family is very precious to me because of the way they follow Jesus and the way they have matured. We gave them a good foundation, but they don't live on our faith anymore. They live on their own faith. And so that's a blessing. I'm very thankful for the church I get to serve in right now. God's hand is upon us. And just to be a part of what he's doing in life, what he's doing in our community, what he's doing in our lives is very incredible. Most of all, Jesus Christ. My Savior, my Lord, the one who sustains me and holds me, even in the valley times, he's there just to hold me. And oftentimes I pray, God, help me to feel your presence, because that's what sustains us in life. It is. And that's what I'm most thankful for.
Amen. Thanks, Jay.
Thank
Appreciate
you
stopping by.
Yes, sir.
Join us next is Chris Russell, pastor at Second Baptist Church in Russellville. Chris, what are you thankful for this season?
Clint, appreciate the opportunity just to share. Being at the pastor's conference this week and state convention coming up, my home pastor, Brother Tim Hobbs, is going to be preaching tomorrow. Been at First Baptist Branch for over 30 years. And just sharing with somebody today, I believe he was the first one that ever shared the gospel with me as a teenager. And so I'm grateful for his ministry, grateful for him being faithful to the gospel all these years, but especially years ago when that took place. And it's just a reminder for me of that the opportunity to pastor, I'm standing on the shoulders of those who have gone on before me in a lot of different areas and a lot of different ways. And so just really grateful for faithfulness in the pulpit, particularly of a man like Tim Hobbs.
Awesome. Thank you. Daniel Morris is pastor of First Baptist Church in Danville. Daniel, what are you thankful for this season?
Yeah, Clint, I appreciate the opportunity too. And this is such a cliche, but I'm thankful for eternal life. And what I mean by that is you know, life throws a lot of things at us, and a lot of people know the things that I've been through with losing my wife and my son. I'm a few weeks, 2 weeks away from being remarried for 6 months. And through all of that, there have been many good days and many, many really dark days. And the small encouragements that you get from your people, the texts, the prayers, all of those things remind you of the main thing it is that we're fighting for, and that's advancing the kingdom of God. And I've learned that eternal life, that eternity really is Jesus's solution for all the problems. And if it weren't for that, then it's not really worth it. And you know, eternity has just become, it's become real to me in a way that I never really thought possible, in a way that I wouldn't have chosen to learn that. But I'm thankful that I have learned that appreciation and that gratitude for what Christ did for us on the cross. It's just it's reached a new level of appreciation and gratitude for me.
Yeah. Well, thank you both for sharing. You know, as Dr. Slam, I think I can speak for both of us. As we would think of pastors that are serving and want to thank those guys, you would be on the list. Definitely guys that are faithful in the calling God's given you and appreciate what you're doing.
We appreciate you guys.
Joining us next is Warren Gazaway, the team leader for the Evangelism and Church Health Team. And Warren, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your service to Arkansas Baptist. Tell us what you're thankful for in this season of life.
Is this the part where I say I'm really thankful for Sam and Clint?
Yes.
And how great
work,
they are.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's number one. But really, secondly, I would say what's happening among our campuses with college students. There's a revival that is happening and breaking out. I was at a revival service up at the University of Arkansas here recently, 10,000 in Bud Walton Arena. All of our campuses are pretty much maxed out in attendance, and God's just doing something on those campuses and our BCM ministries, and I'm really, really grateful for what he's doing.
Joining us now is Andrew Campbell, the director at Camp Perrin, one of the hidden jewels of Arkansas Baptist. Andrew, tell us of this season of life. What are you thankful for today?
Well, first and foremost, I'm thankful for my salvation I have through Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for God's provision in my life, the blessings that we get from God. Thankful for my family. The love that we have for one another.
Now we have Dr. Emil Turner, retired executive director of the state convention, who still serves Arkansas Baptist as an interim pastor and in other ways. Dr. Turner, thank you for joining us. And tell us in this season of life what you are thankful for.
Well, Clint, thank you for letting me do this. At this season of my life, I got more time behind me than I have in front of me. And as I look back, I can see wonderful things God has done. Of course, everyone who sits here tells you that the greatest thing in their life that's happened to them was Jesus' death on the cross. And the Apostle John said something very similar when he, in the second chapter of Revelation, I think, when he said, "He loves us and he delivered us from our sins." Mm. And so I'm grateful for that. But I'm grateful for having the opportunity to work with churches. The most powerful institution on the planet is a local church. And I have had the privilege for more than 50 years of working with local churches. I'm grateful for all the wonderful church members I've known and all the wonderful pastors. I am grateful for the call to ministry. The call to ministry has been the most amazing thing to me. I think about it and I think, you know, when you're called to ministry, people will pay you to read the Bible. They will pay you to tell somebody else about Jesus. How great is that? It's a wonderful thing to be called to the ministry, not because people pay you, but because you get to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll just close. All these things have been such blessings, my family, my ministry, the churches. But another thing I'm grateful for is that heaven lies ahead. Mm. Whatever has been behind, heaven lies ahead, and I'm grateful for that.
Amen. Well, thank you, Dr. Turner. And as we count blessings personally, I'm thankful for you and your investment in my life and connecting me to the Arkansas Baptist State Convention many years ago.
Well,
so
I'm
thank
glad
you.
Glad I could do it.
Joining us now is Dr. Brett Cooper, the Vice President of Creative Services and the Dean of Work Education at Williams Baptist University. Brett, thank you for stopping by. And what are you thankful for in this season of life?
Oh, so many things. I'm thankful for good friends like yourself we're seeing at the state convention. I'm thankful for a wife who loves me and the joy that God has brought us. And I'm thankful for a lot of young people that are seeing their lives transformed at Williams and allowing us to share that journey with them. So many things I'm thankful for.
And as I list my things, Williams would be near the top of that list. And so thank you for your role that you play there.
Well, thank you so much. We're thankful for alumni just like yourself who represent us well out in the world.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you truly do.
Well, thank you. We're joined by Tom Dykus, pastor at Second Baptist Church in Clarksville. Brother Tom, in this season of your life, what are you thankful for?
Well, I was just sitting downstairs with my son's in-laws, and we're thankful for our grandbaby that we have in common with each other. We're just showing pictures of her. But I'm also, spiritually, we had an 83-year-old man in our church got saved this past year. He was walking on our parking lot, started sharing the gospel with him. He started coming to church and got saved. He never misses. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and once a month, he brings in a couple bags of diapers and stuff for the Pregnancy Help Clinic. It's just really neat to see the transformation in his life this year, so that's a blessing.
That's incredible, brother. There's very few blessings that outweigh a grandbaby, but that's one of them. That's one of them. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, thank you.
We're here with Ryan Scantling, pastor at Eastside Baptist Church in Fort Smith, previously BCM at the U of A. Ryan, thank you for your service to Arkansas Baptist. What are you thankful for in this season of life?
Man, I am thankful for my family. We've got a baby on the way in December. We've got a 20-month-old right now, and it's just fun. Like, being a dad changes you. It is easier than I thought. That's probably because my wife does all the work.
Yeah.
but I'm just thankful for family. It just gives me a new sense of excitedness and what God's doing.
Hey, joining us right now, we have Dr. Don Moore, longtime pastor at Grand Avenue Baptist Church in Fort Smith and several other places, and former executive director of the Arkansas Baptist State Convention. Dr. Moore, it's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Sam.
And just one quick question. At this point in your life, this point in your journey, what are you thankful for?
Oh, mercy. That's a long list. I'm thankful for my heritage, you know, from my parents and all, and their faith, and I'm just thankful for Baptist life. I've benefited every way I've turned, because all the way from my schooling to seminary and everything like this, and the opportunity that you all gave me when they asked me to be the executive director, that opened up doors unbelievable. I preached, you know, lots of places in Europe, in Moscow, Hungary, Poland, Croatia, England, Germany, France, and Italy. I did all of that.
Wow.
Through the various ministries, you know, of the International Mission Board and the State Convention. And part of that came about as a result of our partnerships with the European Baptist Convention. So, Sam, I just can't say enough about how good God is. I remember a scripture, though, after I lost my first wife. There's a scripture that says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, for his compassions fail not. They are new every morning."
Amen.
And that's what I experience. Another time I was working on some scripture, and it says, "Be at rest once more, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. He's delivered your soul from death and your eyes from tears, that you may walk before the Lord in the land of the living." So he's left me here to walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
Well, brother, you are doing a wonderful job walking
God.
With God.
Praise God.
During this season of your life. And
thank you.
What an incredible model that you are providing
wow.
for many, many pastors across our state. We cannot thank you enough.
Well, thank you,
For your leadership, for your friendship, most importantly, for the prayers that we know that you pray for each one of us.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you much, my friend.
You know, when we can't do anything else, we can still pray.
So we can.
I think we older people need to keep pressing on hard to the finish.
Amen.
Okay, thank you.
And to wrap up our time together, we have Dr. Rex Horn, our Executive Director of the Arkansas Baptist State Convention. Dr. Horn, thank you for joining us. What's on your heart that you're thankful for this season?
Well, Dr. Sam, thank you so much. It's wonderful being with you and with Clint. You know, when I think about gratitude, Thanksgiving during this season of year, I think about two words that always come to my mind at this season of my life, not only the holiday season, but this season of life in ministry. Two words would be grace and gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
The grace of God that's been bestowed on me at every level and every season of life, and the gratitude I have to Him for the people that I know and love, for family, for friends, for guys like you two and the folks at the Arkansas Baptist State Convention that we serve together and we work together to do so many things that we pray are pleasing to Christ. So I just say to folks that are listening today and a part of the podcast that I'm thankful to God for His salvation. I'm thankful to God that He called me to serve, and I'm thankful to be doing it with men like you. So I have much to be thankful for, and I hope that for you and your families and for all the Arkansas Baptist family and others, believers and others that are listening to the podcast, that they'll have a blessed holiday season and always believe that the best days are just around the corner. And until the Lord comes or takes us home, let's live a life of gratitude and thanksgiving and depend on His grace to make a difference in the world.
Amen. What a special word to conclude our time together. And let me just say, Dr. Horn, thank you, Clint and I, and all of those who serve at the Arkansas Baptist State Convention as Cooperative Program Missionaries. Thank you for your leadership for Arkansas Baptist. We appreciate you and Miss Becky so much.
Thank you so much.
And wish you the best this holiday season. That'll wrap it up for us today on this episode of Mission Eyes, and we encourage you to come back in a couple of weeks. We'll be with you again.
Thanks for joining the Missions Guys today. If you liked what you heard, rate and review us on your favorite podcasting platform. And to keep up with what is happening in Arkansas missions, visit absc.org/missions.